Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up... Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan. You gotta keep
them separated. So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me on track here, baby.
This is Wine and Russell's for everything.
And this is Disgruntled Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions. This is Chappie on WDVR. And this is Disgruntled Discussions on DV Radio. That was really bad. But you know what, Bo? At least I didn't yell it this time. Tonight we have Al from Unconventional Vet Spouse, and we have our favorite host, Chappie, and this other guy, Toten. How's it going, Toten?
I'm just peachy.
Al, how are you?
Not bad.
So it's been a week now since we last recorded. Obviously, we have to start the night off, right? What are you drinking, Toten?
I am drinking a red Cabernet wine by 19 Crimes, and I have it in a nice plastic cup with loaded with ice because, well, I'm a classy bitch.
Very nice. 19 Crimes is a good. Good wine.
Oh yeah. And it was on sale too, so
yeah, even better.
Al, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking some vodka shooters that I found in my drawer mixed with Arnold Palmer iced tea lemonade.
Oh, that's a good combination. I'm surprised you're not drinking wine tonight.
I ran out of wine, so I had to do the next best thing, go to my emergency liquor drawer.
Yeah, fair enough. I am drinking my favorite 18-year-old bourbon, Glenvet.
That line could have gone so much worse. My favorite 18-year-old. Dead air. Bourbon.
No, trust me, Owl isn't 18.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what we're drinking. You know, if only we could get sponsored by, like, an alcohol company, we would make this a way better segment.
Yeah, what we need to do is every time we record, just start sending every time the podcast is released, just start sending it to the people that we shout out.
Yes.
Like, hey, we shout you out. We just wanted to let you know. And we are looking for sponsors, BT Dubs.
Well, rest assured, I've tried to get different alcohol companies to sponsor us, but sadly, I've gotten no response yet.
Well, if you're the business minds, don't forget to send out to the Detroit distillery that made that gin I was drinking last week, because they are amazing. And plus, they're kind of local to me, so I think that'd be really cool.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, you could get all the gin and...
Yeah.
Well, they do more than just gin. They do, you know, whiskey and bourbon as well.
All right. Anyway. You get the gin, I'll get the whiskey, and we'll call it a day.
We'll split the bourbon, yeah.
I like that. So, Toten, it's been a week. What have you been up to?
Last weekend, I went to PenguinCon, and oh, man, this con just takes all the energy out of me. I didn't do any events this weekend, even though I was supposed to do a zombie event yesterday and a zombie event today. It just, all week, I've just been recovering. PenguinCon is an open source convention, with some centered on sci-fi and Linux, but pretty much anything you can think of, they had something there. I did five panels, including a couple podcast channels or whatever. See, I'm still recovering. A couple podcast panels and a few other things, and man, so many parties, and I ran around and did video. The podcast I did while I was there with Mark from Mark Does Stuff, including Mark Reads and Mark's Watch TV, that probably just went up 2 days ago. So that was up the same week that this podcast is coming out. And man, it's just burnt. You talk about burning out, man. This was a very intensive convention, and the rest of the week was pretty good too. I can't complain. Also went to a podcaster hangout. And man, just been tiring. This whole week just been tiring.
You're like a celebrity.
No. Very much an icon. No, I'm not.
I'm sorry, just when you say PangoCon, I'm like, is everyone like dressed up like penguins or
that's
like?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I was like, is the penguin from Batman there? And everyone's got like a top hat with an umbrella.
It does happen sometimes. The reason it's called PangoCon is because it was originally a Linux convention. And now there's everything from, you know, not just Linux, but retro gaming, sewing, podcasting, video, BDSM panels, just martial arts, art, comic books, over like 500 program hours. And I think it's like 12 different tracks of different things. So that includes your technology and astronomy and other science stuff and just so... It's insane. It's absolutely insane with how much programming there is there.
That's so awesome. You know what we need?
What?
We need a vet con.
That would be a shit show, but a really cool shit show.
I think you should just invade other cons. I think it makes a lot of sense. Last year there was people complaining at PangoCon that there was too many liberal type things going on, and I got permission to show Range 15. You know, I went through as many proper channels as I could go to get permission to screen it. And so now they're like, oh yeah, it's a shit show every year. It's all the left stuff. I'm like, we played Range 15 last year. And this year I was like, I'm not doing anything like that just because I was too busy doing a billion other things. I wasn't trying to organize their con this year, but I had helped organize 2 years over there, and I still help organize other conventions, even though I'm really trying not to.
You're one busy guy.
I feel like you're the kind of guy that can't say no when it comes to these kind of conventions.
You know, I go to these conventions and I see some like, man, they could have done that so much better. And they'll be like, well, we don't have help. It's like, oh, if I'm going to complain, I got to do something about it. So if I have the opportunity to help, I try to do something, but so, I'm getting better at saying no.
So that's why you don't want us to run a vet con, because
you're going to get roped into it.
Yeah, you would be the lead director.
If we run a vet con, I'm going veteran with it. I'm going veterinarian with it, excuse me. And we're just going to have a ton of dogs and a ton of cats, and it would just be amazing.
I wouldn't mind that.
We could do like a service dog.
Con.
Panel, con. We could get a PTSD dog on here.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, PangoCon was actually talking about, they had a bunch of therapy animals this year for some reason, even though there was like five or six service dogs there. They're all talking about next year they want to do all this therapy dog stuff. And I'm like, hey, why don't we do some service dog stuff? Let's get PTSD dog in here. Let's get this. And I shut up before they started asking me to take the con on anything.
See, once you open your mouth, they're like ready to put you to work.
Well, what I do is then I turn around like, okay, well, these are the organizations I'm working with. How many of them are going to be featured guests? Who's going to be our guest of honor? Who are we going to pay to fly in, get some free hotel rooms? I mean, that's how I get my this is sometimes how I get my friends involved, just to hang out.
You barter.
Yeah, let's go ahead and make Bo the guest of honor so we can not only get him to in the same place as we are, but he'll also have a free travel, free hotel room. How can you say no to that?
Yes, we definitely need to do a con and just get Bo out to wherever we're going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Al, how was your week?
It was pretty good. Good weekend. Quiet week. I can't complain too much.
I know. I was gone for a little bit.
You were. That's usually my time where I just reset and have the house actually stay clean, so.
What are you talking about? It's always clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're there. Meaning she's really busy cleaning it. You should make him clean it.
I try, trust me.
I didn't want
to. Chaff, you're getting defensive here.
He gets very defensive. very defensive. Because my biggest pet peeve is when he leaves all of his gear and his clothes on his side of the bed, which is fine, but when I eventually bitch at him enough to clean it, his idea of cleaning it is to throw it all in the hamper, which in turn makes me have to wash it, dry it, and end up putting it away anyway.
So who goes to bed first? Like, if you decide to go to bed first, do you just leave all his stuff on his side of the bed and just go to sleep next to it, or do you have to knock it off?
He usually throws it on like the floor on his side of the bed, so it's just a sea of clothes. Okay. And originally, when we first moved in together, I chose a tactic of, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it all here and it's going to drive him crazy. And he didn't give a shit. So eventually I ended up picking all of it up and cleaning it because it drove me crazy.
So now she makes the bed and she'll put my uniform in the bed, like made into the sheets. And I'm like, what the fuck is here? And then
I'm testing new theories now, new ways to annoy you.
Awesome. And you're listening to Disgruntled Marriage Advice by Disgruntled Discussions.
But we also, yesterday, one of my soldiers just became an American.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw a squad party for him where we had like our LT, our squad leader, and like the entire squad come out. We just got pretty drunk celebrating his Americanness.
It was really cute. He was very excited.
Yeah, and like you have to think, he's from Africa, and he has this accent that only my wife, only Al can understand.
Yeah. Sometimes I think you want to take me around with you just so I can translate what he's saying for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally understand. I so understand. We had a guy, the thickest accent. I forgot exactly where he was from. And he was the guy who would always leave on phone watch.
Y'all are dicks.
What was it? Well, we only had like he was. I was a warehouse guy. I was in the Marine Corps 3051. I was in the warehouse. He was in the office. He was a 3043. I can't take his phone calls. There's only three. We only had three 3043s in the office at the time, and they have to take turns. So when it was his turn, a lot of times I'll stay back, but I don't know how to, you know, I don't know his job. So every once in a while I have to translate, but what else was I supposed to do? I don't know his job. It's part of his job is to answer the phone.
Wait, that's a job in the Marine Corps to just answer the phone?
Well, it was, you know, about supply stuff. I don't know how to do his job when it comes to what did that company own, how to order things, et cetera, et cetera. So he would have to be able to talk to them.
I could just see the MOS training now. How to dial a phone.
You and act like this isn't a real thing.
They don't use pencils, they use crayons to like write down the order.
I still mess up transferring phone calls and stuff sometimes.
Isn't that, like, part of your job? Like, your job now?
My job now, yeah. And my job now makes it really easy with the phones we use. The jobs in the the phones in the Marine Corps, it wasn't as easy because you actually had to hit the hang-up button versus, you know, because every time I hit the hang-up button, I'm thinking I'm hanging somebody up, or you're hanging up on someone, so you have to tap it so it's just a new line.
Oh, okay.
BRB, I gotta get pizza.
Oh, so yeah, I wish we ordered some pizza.
I can hop online and order some pizza right now.
Yeah, man, I think we should, so we can all miss part of the show. So we can. It'll be like the old days when I would go in the middle of a segment and just eat pizza.
Yeah, I mean, we should just invite the pizza guy in and just interview him for the show.
Oh my god, I think that'd be a great segment to Disgruntled Discussions. Pizza guy on the line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had this awesome day yesterday. I think it went pretty well.
I think it went exceptionally well. This was the first time that I ever saw the whole squad and family members, like wives, children, everyone together. And it was really cool because I got to meet people that I don't know if I ever would have met necessarily. You know, Chappie comes home and he you know, talks about this person, what he did today, who he was working with. And I, it was nice to like actually put a face.
Who I yelled at that day.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is the one. Okay. Got it. But no, I think it went really well. It ended up turning into just a big beer pong tournament, which was pretty cool.
And the soldier who became American was drinking straight vodka.
No chaser, room temperature. I'm pretty
not
sure
even
it
room
was,
temperature, like out in the sun temperature.
And it wasn't even like a good vodka. I'm pretty sure it was like a Pinnacle or, you know, some kind of, I don't know. He was funny about it, but he was so cute. He was so excited. He was just running around being American. And you got him a flag, which I think he really loved.
Yeah. He was like, where's my flag? I lost my flag. I was like, no. So, Sue, your flag was upstairs. I didn't want you to lose it. I got you. But, yeah, I think it was a pretty good day.
You should have fucked with him. You're like, no, you dropped down the ground. You lost it. You got to go through the whole process again.
Well, he did call one of the sergeants corporal, so we did make him push a little bit.
He was all for it, though.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I think he was so drunk at that point that he was just waiting for it.
Yeah, I think you do some of the best PT drunk.
Yes. Yes, you do. You're not officially in the service until you can do like a 5-mile run 3 hours after, well, drinking a whole lot. Or is that just the Marine Corps?
That's definitely the Army.
Well, it includes the Marine Corps, considering that he used to do it all the time. Sometimes, like, oh, shit, I didn't put water in this. Oh, well, fuck it. I still got to hydrate.
Well, we were talking the other day about, what was it, your canteen? And your Camelback or something with...
Yeah, Camelbacks.
Oh, yeah.
I've definitely filled up my canteen before with, like, whiskey and Coke, and then just done like a CQ or something with it, but you didn't hear that from me.
Or how when you would, in your MRE packs, you would get a, what was it, like a hot chocolate powder, and you would just...
Oh, yeah, so you ever get an MRE and you're like, yeah, you know what, I want the hot chocolate, but I don't want to get my Camelback like all disgusting, so you eat the powder, and then you just drink the water.
Hopefully warm water, at least.
I don't think I ever got hot chocolate in my MREs, so that might be a newer thing.
Were the Marine Corps, like, did they just issue you crayons to eat?
Hopefully the good colors.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was so funny. I forgot to laugh.
I do feel like it is getting to be a worn out
joke,
but yeah.
It was worn out before you guys even started. I'm just, you know, entertaining you guys for the first few weeks, and it's like, okay, oh, you're still on this. Oh yeah, no, we didn't have crayons and 20-year-old MREs because we got whatever you guys didn't eat. So I mean, eventually. Of course, I haven't been in, you know, active duty for a very long time, so and I do gotta give credit to the MREs because they do keep on coming up with new stuff. It's just there wasn't hot chocolate in it when I used to be in. So
what, you were in like during the Civil War, the Revolution, War of 1812?
I thought you were in during the Civil War. Didn't you have that whole discussion how you were in with DV6 during the Civil War or something?
No, that's Reaper, man. Ah. That's not me.
Oh, you sound alike anyway.
Well, I thought it was funny when your one soldier's wife was she's been ripping into the MREs with her daughter, and she's been getting so excited about the different things that are in MREs and trying the different flavors. And
yeah, and I'm like, you stay away from anything Asian. Basically anything that's not going to come out well.
Yeah.
Anything vegetarian, surprisingly, is a safe bet.
I would say no. I think that was the first one I was ever served was a vegetarian one, and it was not a good experience.
Yeah, so Veterans Day, when we first met, I had my entire family. We had like a dinner, and I said I would cook. And when I said I would cook, I really meant I was going to give them an MRE.
You did it and very formally. Stayed with like, them? Had, like, nice plates going, and...
And you stayed with him after he fed you an MRE and your family an MREs.
Yeah. Granted, I think I'm working, so that might be why.
Well, at least you kept me around for it.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, talking about Veterans Day, we have Memorial Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already starting to see the memes of oh God, civilians are gonna start saying thank you for your service or happy holiday or something along those lines.
You see those memes coming around by like March, I feel like.
Oh yeah. But it is kind of funny how like the public doesn't understand what Memorial Day is versus Veterans Day.
Yeah, well, I mean, some things just aren't taught in school. And I do wonder, I mean, as much as I love having Memorial Day off, it is one of those things that you're better off learning about it while in school versus staying home, going to bed, sleeping all day, playing video games. I mean, oh, you have to stay off to think about the actions of, you know, all these people that came before us. No, you're going to go home. And you're going to just sleep all day. You're not going to wake up during these holidays. Same thing with Martin Luther King Jr. Not for everyone. I think Memorial Day is even more so sleeping and having the barbecue versus Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But definitely same concept. You're better off learning while you're in school. That way, you know, you could appreciate it more.
Well, like my big thing is like, so you see so many veterans online that just like rip into civilians being like, oh, Memorial Day, you know. No, why don't you just not be a dickhead and like actually teach someone? Because let's be honest, you yell or fucking demean someone, no one's gonna learn. You're just gonna like block them out. That's how we were during basic training. You know, yelling only works for like so long until people just block it out. Sit down, teach them what Memorial Day is actually about like the guys that, you know, lost their lives before us, and that we're memorializing this day for them rather than being a dick and being like,
instead of yelling at somebody, you know, that is trying to celebrate you or other veterans, why are you yelling at them? That doesn't help the people that you are supposed to be thinking about and talking about and memorializing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of those occasions where educating about what the holiday is about is actually a very good thing. And that's actually part of what the holiday is about. Because just in saying, hey, we're here to pay respects for all the great people, you know, all the people that came before us and you know, put their lives on the line and died for the country, that itself puts them in the mood for Memorial Day. And you kind of need a barbecue to pick yourself up from that.
Exactly. Yeah, and like I don't know, like my thing is, why be a dick? Just like explain to them what it's about. Then have, you know, buy a round of shots, do some shots to our fallen, and then
shot. Wait. Buy shots for our fallen. How does that work?
You've never done that?
I made a pour some beer out for my dead homies once or twice, but buying what are you saying? Cheering, you know, do like a cheers or a salute. Cheers. Not buying shots for, because I mean, they're just, I mean, let's be honest, I'm all for, you know, I have no problem leaving stuff at a cemetery, a tombstone, but that seems like alcohol abuse, sort of.
Hey, I'm actually not gonna lie, I've bought a beer before, written one of my buddies, like if it's that time, the like his, I don't like memorial, I don't know how to, like the time of the year that he passed. I'll go to the bar, I'll buy him a drink, write his name on it, and then ask the bartender to leave it there.
We did that at the first event.
Yeah.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah. I've done that quite a few times. I've seen it at other places. But maybe that's because I'm weird and I see things on social media too much.
Is it wrong I want to do that for, like, you know, oh, this one's for Robin Williams. And it not even be a beer, just a bottle of water. It's like, yeah, yeah. I should get like 20 more of those because I've seen his stand-ups.
Yeah, it might get drank because people are like, ooh, Robin Williams? Yeah, I'll take a little bit of his water.
Well, the thing is, if you watch some of his later stand-ups, he would literally have bottles of water all throughout the stage, and he just takes drinks of random ones throughout his stand-up act.
Yeah.
Just wherever he reaches, there needs to be water there, and he's going to drink a lot of water.
Well, it's kind of cool because, like, Robin, I really appreciate Robin Williams. He did so much for veterans, too.
I have a feeling you have as much of ADD as I do. I mentioned Robin Williams as a joke, and then we just go down that hole.
I'm sorry. Like, last night, me and Al, we were having a argument, and then, like, in the middle of the argument, I was like, oh, look, it's NORAD, because we were talking about NORAD, like, 7 hours ago, and I was like, oh, look, that's where NORAD is. You can see the lights, and she got so much more mad at me.
But you keep telling this story. And you don't include the precursor conversation that we had a few days ago of you saying to me, hey, babe, I know I'm really ADD when it comes to conversation and switching conversation topics, so call me out on my bullshit. So you know what I did? I called you out on your bullshit.
Yeah. But going back to Robin Williams, did you ever see there was a video of him, I think, in, like, Iraq. And either, like, Reveille went off or Taps or something, and, like, the entire crowd just, like, turned around and saluted. And he's like, I don't know what to do. So he just, like, placed his hand on his heart. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool.
Right. He got he read the crowd, and he saw how everyone turned in one direction. And so he did the same. He did the same thing. And it was Taps. The flag was coming down.
Okay.
Yeah. And you called Marines stupid.
I didn't know. I haven't watched that video in forever. I just remember.
You couldn't figure that out?
What?
Like, why would everyone turn around? Well, it can't be Reveille because he's performing. And he wouldn't be performing at 9 in the morning. He would be performing in the evening.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be Taps because Taps is at 10 o'clock, so it had to be To the Colors.
Oh, To the Colors, that's it.
Oh, who's the idiot now, Toden?
Fine, pass me my crayons. See, now it's funny. See?
Well, I think we're coming up on our break, so... you know, Toden has the crayons right now. Let's see who ends with the crayons. But you've been listening to Disgruntled Discussions. I'm Chappie, powered by WDVR. We'll be right back.
Do you love bacon?
Yeah!
Do you like guns?
Yeah!
Mom, I want my cheesy boost. Yeah, god damn it!
Do you love America?
Damn right you do! You crazy bastards that keep freedom ringing need to get over to MyDVStore.com now!
And now, your President of the United States.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not who your country can do for you. Ask who you can do for your country.
You've just heard the President of the United States in his wismatic words to our people. Head over to mydvstore.com to grab this shirt with that quote and much more DV gear. Stop buying the war bonds. We're out of that now. Go and support your local DV and the local DV radio station. Grab your stuff today.
My name is David Libby.
And he proceeded to take the 30 joints and put them in people's shoes, backpacks, luggage, all that.
Welcome to Contraband. Our guest is Johnny Cornwall, Jeff Vicente, Chris Brother Latham. He's the band of Sosra, and I get to cackle on there every now and then. Well, the guy that owns the Chinese food place, his name is Art.
DB Radio. Welcome back. This is Disgruntled Discussions. This is your favorite host, Chappie, powered by WDVR. Bo sent me this whole thing on why it's called W, and I guess I had to read it, and it kind of makes sense. But hey, Bo, if you're listening to this, go fuck yourself. We have our awesome guests, Al from Unconventional Vet Spouse, and Toden from all over the internet.
Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK and MediaLitterSandwich.com. And I'm from the east side, so if I had a radio station, it'll start with a W too. You California, Washington, whatever people with your K. I don't understand it.
I don't understand why the East, well, now I do, but I didn't understand why East Coast was W and not E, and like West Coast was W.
West Coast is K.
I know, but it should be W. It makes sense. But oh. I understand now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go into this because I feel like every show I go into this. So we're back. We had an awesome first segment. If you guys are still listening, we aren't canceled yet. Although I feel like every show, we always have to talk about something that we almost get canceled for.
I feel like we've been doing pretty good.
Oh no, last show, do you not remember? I was talking about Denim Day.
Oh no, last show is a different story. This show is doing pretty well so far.
Yeah,
so
I enjoy far. The marriage counseling bit. It's, you know, I think you two are getting a lot out of it. You're bringing forth a lot of issues that may have not always been in the open. And I think Chappie may be able to clean up his act a little bit. All pun included.
So, kind of, I wanted to talk about, like, movies and stuff. I know there's, like, a lot of awesome movies that have been out. And actually, I started watching an older movie. But I'm going to jump into it. Me and Al just watched The Pentagon Wars. And I don't think Al understood most of it.
I got it by the end, but it was a very specific movie. I'll say that. As far as the plot line.
Yeah. Toden, have you ever watched The Pentagon Wars?
I believe I have.
As he's, you know, YouTubing the video.
I am YouTubing it. Yes, I watched it. It is from 1998. I believe I seen it on HBO a very long time ago, back when I was in high school. So I don't remember all the specifics to it, but I have watched it.
So if you haven't watched The Pentagon Wars, it's about the creation of the Bradley. And basically how it was trying to, it took them like, what was it, 15 years?
15 in total.
No, 17 years to create it, and $15 billion in just research and development of it. And it was this whole story of this Air Force colonel who was like, whatever you guys created in this amount of years is complete shit. And if we put it out on the battlefield, everyone would die in it. And he just fought and fought and fought until they made it into an actual thing that didn't suck completely.
Kelsey Grammer was one of the main people, one of the main actors in this.
Yeah. Is that the guy from Scrubs?
No. No. From Frasier.
Yes. And the guy from Scrubs, the Dr. Cox, I want to say.
John C. McGinley.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but and he's on another show right now. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's really good. forgot what it was called. But he's on another show right now that I really like. Or I tolerate. I should really say that. He's on another show right now that I tolerate. What's it called? Stand Against Evil. That's it.
Okay. Well, I really like this movie because, I don't know, it made sense to why things suck in the military so much, and it's because officers just suck.
Okay.
Well, basically, it was like they're trying to push this program for the Bradley to get pushed through just so they can, like, get promoted or, you know, have one more check mark in, like, what they've done correctly. And then this colonel was like, isn't it our job to, like, look out for the guys, like, on the front line? And I don't know, it was cool, like, underdog story, and in the end it worked out.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, this project, it's not going anywhere, but people come in, they work on it for a little bit just to get their check mark, they get promoted, and they move on.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things where when I was in my second, and that pretty much describes my second deployment to Iraq, went as a battalion because the colonel in charge of that battalion pretty much needed a check mark to bring a battalion, not a MU, but a full battalion into into whatever campaign or whatever for him to get his check mark. At least that's what I was under the impression of.
And it's probably not too far off. Let's be real. I feel like officers, you know, that's what they have to do to stay in, or else you get forcefully retired.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my chicken from them.
A bit of politics sometimes.
Yeah. It's a lot of politics.
I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, but a little off subject of movies. What's the show we've been watching?
Oh gosh, One Day at a Time.
Yeah, which is about a single mom. I want to say Iraq veteran, and I was loving it. They were hitting on topics that were awesome, and then they just went complete left, and I was like, nope, we're not watching this show no more.
Well, what happened was they were trying to hit too many social topics. Like every single episode was a different social topic.
Yeah, and I just wanted to laugh.
I feel like I can't watch that. I have no idea what show you're talking about, but hearing you talk about it, I don't think I could watch that sober.
Even drunk is kind of difficult at this point.
I feel like drunk, you would just get more mad.
Oh God, yeah, I would just get. We probably wouldn't have a TV right now.
I'll stick to my Fortune Fire, and if you're not watching Legion on FX, watch that. That is really good.
Is it on Netflix?
No.
Damn.
I actually just canceled my Netflix again yesterday.
Why? So.
Because there's not a whole lot of new stuff coming out on it that I really want to watch. And I have cable, so I feel like I'm watching more cable than anything. I also canceled my YouTube Red. Well, I only got YouTube Red to watch Cobra Kai, so I canceled it before the free trial is over.
Cobra Kai, that sounds... What's that about?
It is a continuation of Karate Kid. So it's 30 years after the events of Karate Kid and Karate Kid 2, and it's following up. It's really cool. The main actors, Ralph Macchio and Billy Zappa, reprise their characters as Daniel Russo and whatever the other guy was called, the bully. And it's really good. It more or less focuses on the bully from the first movie and him reopening the Cobra Kai dojo. But it was done in a way where you don't know who the bad guy is. There really is no straight-up bad guy in this series. It's very interesting. All the characters grow and develop. And I don't want to say it's a great show, but it's worth the watch for sure.
Now, like, in the original, wasn't... The the bad guy's teacher, he was a Vietnam vet, wasn't he?
And then, yes, well, we talked about this last week.
No, we wanted to. Remember?
Oh, we wanted to. That's right. Yep, the bad guy's sensei was, well, the Cobra Kai sensei was a Vietnam veteran. And then Mr. Miyagi, World War II veteran, member of the 442nd.
Mm-hmm. And so does that follow over into this show?
Nope. Not at all. Neither one of them are veterans. One of them is the Cobra Kai guy is kind of a deadbeat. And Danielson owns a whole bunch of, he's a car salesman. He owns a bunch of different car lots. So the veteran thing did not continue over, which I really wish it did, because it had, because it, you know, maybe it just showed them both kind of like a generational thing as well. And since these both are from the same generation, maybe it didn't have to be veterans. Although I think it would have been cool to see one guy go, you know, the Cobra Kai guy, become a Marine or Army, and then Danielson was Air Force. That way, that's why he's successful in the car business, while the other guy's just doing work to get by. I think that would be kind of cool too, but it would have been nice to see. It would have been really nice to see that continue on.
I don't know. It's just hard to watch things about, like, even when they do it, it's like so stereotypical usually that you're like, I don't know. I feel like the media has like a really hard time in showing what veterans really are.
Well, and I think The Karate Kid was interesting because in the first movie, you only really know he's a Vietnam vet by a picture. And mm-hmm. then they mention again in Karate Kid 3. And then, and Mr. Miyagi, they do have a whole scene dedicated to it, because he takes out his, his ribbons or whatever, and he reenacts when he found out, it's a very good scene, when he reenacts him finding out that his wife passed away while giving childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Until Karate Kid 3, that's pretty much all you hear about their military experience.
Well, what I kind of find funny is, like, I feel like when the Karate Kid series, like, those movies were being shot, like, the perception of veterans was different than mm-hmm. compared to how TV and movies are perceiving veterans now.
Well, I wasn't born. Karate Kid came out, I believe, 1982. I have to fact check this, and I wasn't born yet, so.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I was 89. But
84. So I was a year old when it released. But when I was filming, I don't think I was old enough to understand the environment around me. Just, you know.
But, like, looking at, like, how they perceive veterans today in TV, it's either angry, you know, a lot of PTSD, you know, either to the extreme of like homelessness or like something's wrong with them.
I don't know. I watched The Marine yesterday and I don't think it depicted that at all. It was just a horrible movie. And wow. I totally recommend watching it just to laugh at.
Or how about Red Dawn?
Which one? The original or the remake?
The new one. Yeah, the remake.
I enjoyed it. I don't think it depicts veterans anyway. I mean, one guy's active duty and was just home on leave.
I actually like that one. I like the mm-hmm. new one more because it makes more sense that it was a Marine, not some Air Force colonel or Air Force guy.
Well, yeah, the Air Force guy's only in like, what, 10, 15 minutes of the original? That's about it. It's not like he created the whole thing. He just drops in from the sky.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense how an Air Force colonel knows anything about, like, small unit tactics.
Well, it was the 80s, so, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's not, I don't think it, yeah, I mean, totally agree. It's not realistic, but it's a stupid movie. you got to have some kind of suspension of beliefs here.
Okay, that's fair. But, like, what I'm trying to... Well, I guess what's going on now...
Come on,
like,
you have a good argument. Go with it.
The movies now are at least trying to depict what veterans are, even if they're always going with the more negative sense, or even with the military, with the more negative sense of what we are.
I feel like you just contradicted yourself.
Probably.
Yeah, you did a little bit. What was the movie that came out last year that everyone really liked? It was right about the time you were coming home.
Range 15.
No.
Oh, I really like that one.
I like Range 15 was pretty funny. Although, have you noticed there's been like other bigger veterans that were trying to do a movie and it was like almost the same thing?
Nah, I haven't seen it at all.
It was really funny. It was like they weren't on the level of like what Range 15, like their personas of how big they are. Maybe like a tad smaller, and they're like, yeah, we're not trying to be like Range 15, but it's the same fucking movie. And then they got shut down.
It's funny.
It's like once one veteran does it, we're all going to have zombie movies made by veterans. It was like, oh, great. That's exactly what I want to watch. The same movie.
Well, I mean, technically, I made zombie movies before Matt Best did, so maybe they're just copying me. But zombie movies are so overdone, and I mean they're already it's already a thing that's kind of extremely oversaturated. It's hard to say, oh, we did something no one else did. Well, no, it's a zombie movie. Everyone's done this.
Like,
but it's okay. Sure, just make it fun.
I'm pretty sure I did a zombie movie like when I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's done one.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the more, like, modern version that everyone's been trying to follow after is, like, the Walking Dead series.
Yeah, which of course, capitalizes on several different things. And the comic book was amazing. I mean, yeah. I stopped reading comics, but I definitely read the comics up to, I think, issue 60 something, so it was really good.
Yeah. Well, kind of jumping into a different topic, we wanted to talk about veteran-owned businesses. Now, if these guys are listening, and we would love a sponsorship, but just throwing this out there, there's two companies I want to talk about. Is Chris's Curbside Sauce Company. And he makes one of the best, like, I don't know. Whatever this sauce is, I dip it in pizza and it's absolutely delicious. And it's got like ranch / something else in it. I know you're eating pizza right now, so I would tell you it's delicious for you, Toten.
Okay. I'm not eating pizza, but you know.
I'm sorry. You're eating salad. It would probably.
I ain't salad either, but you probably should be.
I was gonna say.
Fine, crayons, whatever. You
have well, this sauce is so good, it would taste even good with crayons.
Yes. And he was a Marine, so I'm sure it does taste really good.
He probably did some lab testing on it before.
Yeah.
I'm eating pasta in a bread bowl, if you really wanted to know.
And then everyone's going to make fun of me, but this vape company called Box Mods, MODZ.net. This guy was really cool. The funny story is one of our second pages, the disgruntled soldier, aimed more at towards active duty soldiers. I had my buddy, he made up like a logo for it, and he messages the guy from Box Mods messages my page and goes, hey, your logo is the same as ours. Like, what the fuck? Did you steal this from us? And then we were like, oh my God, we're so sorry. You know, we'll do a post about your company. And then he was really cool about it and then gave me a free vape and like a whole bunch of vape juices.
So did you steal his logo or your friend steal his logo?
Apparently he did.
Oh man. I had a writing partner that used to do that too. He's like, hey, I have this great idea for a script, and turns out he was just taking like old novels and stories and things like that and making and just pretty much putting his own little twist and calling them his own. I hate that stuff. Oh man. Yeah. Not to make fun of your friend, but I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah. It happens, especially with how many, you know, businesses are out there, and I'm sure a lot of logos have similarities. But what is the deal that he's giving now?
Yeah, so he sells, obviously, vape juice, but he also sells CBD oil. And if you go to boxmods.net and use the promo code Disgruntled, you get 50% off.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. He's active duty active guard right now, and he's about to go on deployment, but he's still running his business and everything. So just huge shout out to him.
Yeah, he's doing great things.
Yeah.
So Boxmod makes vapes. Disgruntled, using discount code Disgruntled gives you 50% off.
Yep.
Fantastic. But like,
go ahead, Jordan.
Oh no, I was just wrapping that up. I just wanted to rephrase that just for those that might have missed it and they may vape a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We get yelled at all the time because we used to vape while we're recording like this.
Yeah, you've already done that once or twice while we were recording today, but you're trying to be
more mindful.
Yeah.
At least now it makes sense of why I'm doing it.
Well, it's part of the sponsorship, you know, like you gotta...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why we need to be sponsored by, like, a whiskey or a gin company. Because not because we want to drink more, we just want to celebrate our sponsorships.
Yeah, exactly. Now, herein lies the problem is, like, veteran-owned businesses, they're so small, it's hard to, you know, I know when people get out, they're like, oh, I want to work for a veteran-owned business, but... Like, you look at some of these companies, and they're lucky if they have, like, 100 people working for them.
Well, that's an area. I mean, I've never said, I want to work for a veteran-owned business. I always just say, I want to work for a business that I like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do people really do, like, say, I want to work for a veteran-owned business? I mean... I think people like rather work for either themselves or they just need money. They don't really care who they work for as long as they don't want to, you know, as long as they don't hate themselves at the end of the day.
We should make this into a poll.
Yeah. I mean, more so, I feel like a lot of people, or I would assume they're looking for companies that are, veteran friendly, maybe not necessarily veteran owned, but.
Yeah. Right.
I think
it's a series of polls because I think one poll thing would be just a simple yes or no would be, do you research your company to see what their veteran policies are or if they're veteran owned?
That's true.
Because I don't care if the owner's a veteran or not. Depending on the size of the company, they might not have anything to do with the way it's managed anyway.
That is true. I know when I was looking for jobs, though, before I came back to active duty, I went on to, what is it, VOIB, veteran-owned...
VSOB?
Or? Yeah, VSOB. And I looked up all the veteran-owned companies and applied to all of them and actually got hired by one of them. And I ended up working for a veteran-owned... What was it? Landscaping business. And he was a combat engineer. I'm an engineer and we got along really well. And it kind of, he said he liked that I worked with him because he got to talk about his old stories. And then like when he yelled at me, he was like, I know you don't take it personally because you're used to the military aspect and you just want to accomplish the mission. I don't know. I liked it because it gave me that like structure that I thought he understood and I understood, and he didn't have to like pussyfoot around anything. It was kind of like the army.
Well, I think, you know, I worked for one department. I worked at the a university. The team I worked on, they worked together for a very long time. They know each other. I'm the new guy. even being there for 2-3 years, I was still the new guy compared to how long they've worked together. And they banter with one another and all that stuff. And because they've had other student workers before, they're like, yeah, we try to go easy on the students because we've had students get offended because they're not used to, you know, bantering back and forth. And but yet when they banter with me, I just throw it right back at them and I'm laughing and all that good stuff. And they're like, yeah, that's why we like you. You probably have had a way worse when you're in the military. It's like, yeah, it's just another day, man. You know, if I do something wrong, tell me I fucked up. I mean, that's how else am I not going to do it again? You don't have to spend 10 minutes telling me that I fucked up trying to be all politically correct. Just say, you fucked up. This is what you did. This is what you should have done.
Yeah.
End of the story. Move on.
And that we will. So talking about veterans and like businesses, but like when you're off of work, just getting out and being a veteran, like I want to talk about ways that we can get our vets out into public and either organize or go to cool events. Like I know you just went to
go to conventions all the time. Yeah, I was just at PenguinCon.
So I feel like that would be awesome if you get like a whole bunch of veterans together and go out and go do things together.
See, I don't think it should be veteran-centered, though. Like, there's another... I know there's a veteran event coming up in Detroit in the next 2 weeks. I already have plans not to go. mainly because I only found out 2 weeks in advance, and my schedule's not like that. And two, it's like, why am I going to go hang out in a bar with a bunch of vets when I could do that with friends wherever? Some people need it. Some people really need it. I think it's more fun... it's interesting in how the vet community kind of gets together while you're at other events. Because you go to PenguinCon, you can kind of pick out who's the veterans and all these other conventions when you have, let's say, there's one panel about feminism and comic books. There's another panel about some Linux thing. And then you're playing Range 15. Guess where all the veterans are?
Range 15.
That's a very good guess. So I
would definitely put the feminists. They are all at the feminist panel.
Oh, every single one of them. Until they realize that they're all married and they don't have a chance with anybody in there. And then they go watch a movie.
So what's your point of view on like veteran get-togethers or things like that?
I joined the VFW for about a year till I realized I don't have time for it. I mean, I think it's a very individual thing. I think it's obviously bonding and getting information from one another is very important, very good. There's a lot of different things you can do. I mean, obviously there's the American Legion, there's VFW, there's all sorts of different events that may or may not be happening. Like even just, I mean, obviously our audience wants something to do with it because they're listening to us. You know, they're on disgruntled veterans or they're on dysfunctional veterans. And maybe they want a little more space that's, social media. But for events, I mean, we talk about events all the time. There's so many different things going on. They could go do it. I know, just on Barracks Talk, they're talking about a couple of them. I just can't think of them off the top of my head right now. But, if you look around, there's always something. There is. There's always something. But do you really want to get into it? Do you not want to get into it? I know there was like a Marine Corps hall near me. And when I was looking into it, first thing they asked me, hey, do you ride motorcycles? No, I'm not saying I'd be opposed to. I'm just saying I currently do not. Like, oh, that's too bad. You could ride with us. Well, and then I found out that's pretty much most of what they do. And they closed their bar way too early for me. So, I mean, maybe I fit in. Maybe I don't fit in. I'm going to hang out with people I feel like I fit in with or at least have fun with.
That's something interesting, too, is like you were saying, all right, so this Marine Corps place, they get on bikes. I feel like that's more of what the older generation did. But what if we got together and had like a LAN party?
Yeah. I think we'd still constitute as an old generation if we get a LAN party.
We would definitely be older, all right? I would like to nerd out.
So what games are we playing? We're bringing up the original Warcraft and maybe Doom 2.
Going to say like Halo.
Oh, 1. Okay. Like Xbox LAN parties, not the old PC LAN parties.
Yeah, sorry. I'm an Xbox nerd, not a PC nerd.
Oh, okay. Well,
to get Veteran 365.
Yeah.
On board.
But like if we did things like that, or even like something like get a group of guys and go to like a zombie walk, or I don't know.
Well, not to like shameless plug, but I feel like that's what your meetups also do well, is because they're very casual. There's not really, like, besides the fact that you're all getting together and you're having, you know, time bonding, there's no like prerequisite.
But yeah, we could talk about the zombie walks for a sec. And I've gone to so many of these things. You got a few different crowds that show up. You got the crowd that show up just because they love zombies. You got the crowd that shows up because they want to show off their cosplays. They want to show off their makeup skills. They maybe want to do makeup for other, you know, the crowd that comes out to do makeup for other people, whether it's to make a buck or just because they want to experiment to do something, you know, to do a different type of thing. And then you got the crowd that shows up because most zombie things I do have a charity component. They show up for the charity. And other people show up just because they want to figure out what the fuck is going on. And then you got people like me that show up to cover it in either video or photography. I'm sure there's a few other groups of interest that come out, but it's usually one of those things. It's not just one group of people.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it really interesting, because, yeah, you got some people that don't want to really communicate with others, but the people that do make it really awesome. Like at PenguinCon, there was people walking around wearing DV shirts. I go up to them, I kind of introduce myself, and they didn't really want to talk to me, and that's fine. I give them their space. You know, it doesn't... That leads me to believe that maybe our hangouts shouldn't be so public, because people might be dealing with other things. It's just one of those things where maybe they feel more comfortable. You know, why do they need to just talk about veteran things? If all they need to do is talk about veteran things, they're going to go to a VFW or something, or they're going to find the help. You know,
I feel like VFWs, American Legions, they're for that older generation where, you know, I'm 28. I don't get me wrong, I was part of a Legion, but I was the youngest person every time I went there.
Yeah.
I might have been the youngest person at the VFW as well.
And even, like, I think I saw some, like, Iraq vets, and they were usually, like, in their 40s or 50s. They were, like, that older,
yeah,
you know, where does our generation go?
Did, like, you what, feel like the wants and needs were very different there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like they wanted to be there. You know, they had the thing, because the post I was with, they just wanted to keep the post going. That was their number one concern. They're having issues with the building. They wanted the younger generation to come in and kind of take over and take care of the building, get things up and running again. I want networking possibilities to help me get jobs and you know, live.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the building that much, just because I need to continue keeping on. I can live my entire life without that building. I need, you know, that's not my legacy. A building or a club I don't see as being my legacy. I just need to live. And I see my legacy being information that I passed on. And that all works together. That could be a totally different conversation, because you can argue, well, if you keep the club going and blah, 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 blah. Totally understand. Just wasn't quite my thing, because at that point in time, I needed to network. I needed people to help me out. And I found that better off going to a more general crowd where you don't know who's going to be there. And learning to socialize was a very, you know, was a thing. And that helped me out more.
Trying to get veterans out and doing things, mm-hmm. is because when I started doing that in Colorado, I met amazing people like Kelly Pippen, who does so much for the veteran community out here in Colorado, from everything from helping people with homelessness. You know, he gets people free tickets to concerts. He just, you name it, this guy will jump through hoops to help people. And like, if we continue, if our generation doesn't start getting together, and I feel like we're at that point where we can create something that can be, you know, fun, helpful for the ones that need help, that can get guys more of like the business contacts and all that kind of thing. Like, that's why I want to get people out.
I think your pizza arrived.
It did.
I made no
thing. We're doing great, and you, Mr. Pizza Man? I think my pizza delivery person sounded hotter. No, no offense.
Yeah, but I have Owl, so I'm good.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Who?
There you go.
Who?
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 Well, I think we're coming up on that time, and we might have to continue this argument next week.
Yeah, I do want to throw another 2-cent opinion on that. Is we're discussing this almost as veterans are a minority, which you totally arguable that we are, and it reminds me of looking through all these different clubs and other events that are made or that are intended for minorities. And I've actually been to some of these events, which are very interesting and pretty cool, because the community is really awesome. And you can show up whether, you know, no matter if you're a member of that minority or not, unless they speak a foreign language, then it gets a little iffy. If you're the only one walking around that only speaks English. But because I've covered events like this, that's how I know. And they're not bad. A lot of them are really good, and some of them do get a little, and then other ones just go so deep where it is, you almost feel uncomfortable being there if you're not part of that minority. And do we really want that stigma on veterans? Although maybe we already do. I don't know. I think I lost him.
No, you didn't. I'm trying to comprehend. I think what we're doing, I don't know, maybe what we're doing now has already created that inclusivity that, you know, I want to say like our job, like being in the military already separates us. But if we create something that we can, you know, if we create like maybe like a concert or like a zombie walk, you know, then you get a whole bunch of veterans, but then you're going to get civilians, and then.
Well, that's the thing. I think more so what you're trying to say is you want to create a community, but you don't want to create like an isolated.
No, I don't want to be like North Korea.
No. Well, it's like one of these things where, I've seen events for, black or for female black filmmakers. Okay, cool. I understand, but why does it have to be a female black filmmakers? Why can't they just, why can't this just be a filmmaker group? What makes it different?
Yeah.
Why are you excluding people? And I've had these conversations before, and some of them have really good answers. One interview I had was with an organizer of, Motor City Black Age of Comics. Why black? And he just pretty much said, well, because I go to all these comic cons and we're not really being represented. So I want to try to do this. And Black of Age of Comics was already a thing. And they told me, you know, go for it. And it's one of my favorite events. You know, you don't have to be black to go to a Black Age of Comics Comic Con. It's a really fun and amazing event. And I got to meet vendors that don't go to many other comic cons. Because they didn't feel like they're being represented in them. So that's totally a point in the direction I'm doing veteran-centered, you know, disgruntled veterans film group, you know.
Awesome would it be if we created something where it's for veterans, but anyone could come?
I think that's really the key, honestly, is mm-hmm. like you're saying this is for this group, but it's not just for this, you know what I mean? Like kind of what Toden was saying.
Yeah.
Like you feel welcome at something that's for an exclusive or a smaller community.
Yeah, but what point does someone say, I'm only using film group settings as an example just because I'm more familiar with them. But at one point, when someone starts speaking about films and you go, sit down, kid, you don't know anything about what we're talking about. We're talking about from the perspective as a veteran. I don't give a fuck who your daddy or your brother or your cousin or your mailman is. You don't have that perspective.
Well, that is part of our community because we tell people that all the time. Like, shut the fuck up. You never went to war. Shut the fuck up. You were never in the military. So maybe if we did more of these things and we can integrate a little bit more, we can kind of educate. You know what I mean? I think that's where a lot of it is because veterans are so isolated that they kind of like either
but
don't.
Would that isolate them more? Or I mean, these are really open-ended questions. Yep. and very on the individual side. You know, just like the female black film community, you know, does this isolate them more because they feel like, you know, their circle is just this circle now? Or does it empower them because they're sharing connections?
I guess I'm more on the optimist of saying I'm hoping that they can share their connections and maybe find that middle ground of what, you know, veteran versus non-veteran, like civilian.
Why is it got to be versus anybody?
Or I'm just saying one side's veteran, one side's... And, like, you can come to that middle and have that understanding. But they're like we were talking about Memorial Day versus Veterans Day. There's so many people that don't understand. Well, it's the same thing in regular life with anything. Mm-hmm. Like, people just don't understand. And it'd be cool that we could find places that we can educate what veterans are. Or, like, if someone looks at the name Disgruntled Vets, you know, if you look from a veteran side, people are, like, veterans already know, all right, I get it. You know, there's a lot to be pissed off about being a veteran. But then you look at from the civilian side, they're like, oh, why do we have a whole bunch of angry veterans? You know, I'm more upset about like the VA, the 22, you know, how we're treated, where on the other side, they probably look at us from, you know, oh, they're just angry because, you know, get off my lawn, kid.
I love this discussion because in my head, I'm trying to compare it to things like Black Lives Matter. Because it's not that much different. You know, yeah, the focuses are different, but some of the point of views, at least somebody's point of view, it's spot on.
Yeah. I think next week, actually, I probably won't be here next week, but the next time I'm on radio, we have to continue this argument. But it's about that time. Bo's probably going to already kill us. Toden, last words?
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Oh, wait, no, that's Media Layer Sandwich's outro. Catch me at toden.com. You can see my other podcasts, or you can even look into the archives of the episodes that I'm on Disgruntled Discussions, because I will be posting these up on my website as I have been with the last two episodes. And you can also find Media Layer Sandwich there, and you can also find my cosplay and my zombie stuff there as well.
Al?
Thanks for having me, obviously, as always. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under Unconventional Vet Spouse, and then our new Underground, which is just Unconventional Underground.
I'm Chappie. You can find us on Disgruntled Vets on Facebook, Instagram, basically you name it. Go check us out on disgruntledvets.net. Don't forget to use Box Mods, or don't forget to go to boxmods.net and use the promo code Disgruntled. And this is probably one of my favorite episodes because me and Toden got to kind of argue a little bit.
Toden, next week when we argue over Amazon versus eBay, and let me tell you the end of that. Smile.amazon, and where you can choose your charity of choice. I choose DV Farm.
The DV Farm.
Yes.
And a huge thank you to Dysfunctional Veterans. I'm Chappie. This was Disgruntled Discussions. Powered by WDVR. We're out.
Toodles.
DDDV Radio.